Welcome to the Lunchtime Podcast.
Hello, friend. Welcome to another episode of your Lunchtime Podcast, episode 30. 30 already. Didn't really think I'd get past 5. Look, today's episode, we had a little bit of fun, a little bit of a laugh. I hope you do too. Just talking about old memories, really. So, remember to give us a like on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, share us around with your friends, hopefully give them a bit of a laugh. Help us get a bit bigger. Take over that number one spot from Rogan. So like I said, we had a bit of fun doing it. Had a little bit of a laugh, so hope you enjoy it. Hey, buddy.
How you going?
A lot better than yesterday's Pokemon episode, that's for sure.
Feel a bit empty?
The Pokemon episode's over.
As loud as ever.
For those that don't know, I refer to having diarrhea as the Pokemon, because you get the Squirtles. I reckon it was the fruit. And what am I having today?
Fruit. Can't help yourself.
Not the smartest move. But, you know, these things happen.
It's healthy. What's going on, Rick?
Having the squirts is healthy. Great for weight loss. I think I dropped about 18 kilos.
Oh, fuck. I've seen you running off the toilet every half hour.
Which time in that half hour? Was it the first time? Was it the fifth time? The ninth time?
Yeah, it's getting up there. I reckon 7.
I am wondering.
Hmm.
What's the drunkest you've ever been?
Yeah, remember that story I told you?
No. I've got a memory like a sieve. You should realise this by now.
Remember how we had that bet? Not me and you, but...
Oh, where you had the 1.5 drinks.
Come on, man, half a drink.
And you were gone for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, that was fun.
You can wake up in another state.
Not a planet. Do you remember that story?
No.
Well, me and this bloke, Tassie, it was. Me and this bloke had a bet. It's the first time I've ever touched alcohol. And I had 4 drinks.
What were you drinking?
Double black. Smell it?
Oh, the ladies drink.
Clear bottle, black.
I don't mind.
Is it smell?
Yeah, smell them. Yeah, I like
them. I hate them. Yeah, holy fuck, look at that.
I like them. Is it good? You throw them down real quick. That's the thing about vodka.
Yo, that's what happened. Me and this boy had a bet, and I think it was 4 or 6. Whoever could drink more, it's $50. You remember that story?
I vaguely remember.
Yeah, well, that's the drunkest I've ever been. Yeah. The drunkest I've ever been. I'll never do it again.
Do you remember doing anything stupid?
No, man, I don't remember much about that night, eh? Mm. It was fucking bad.
Because there's two drunkest times I can vaguely remember, but I can still remember what people told me and what happened. And there was another time that, police turned up to a party. And this isn't the drunkest I've ever been. The police turned up to a party. And we're all standing at the front of this house. So they're getting everyone for drinking in public.
Oh, okay.
Because you're not on a private residence anymore. You're out on the footpath. And there's coppers everywhere. They're pulling people over from the cemetery. Across
really?
The road from this place. And
I
was hammered. I skulked. You know your flavoured vodka?
Yeah,
it's cruising. not a premix. No, no, no. This is just flavoured.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah. Well,
no, you get it.
I sculled half a bottle of raspberry flavoured vodka. It wasn't a premix one. It was just the vodka with the flavouring put through it. And I felt all right. And then, you know, at a party, there's drinks going everywhere. So you sort of grab one of these, have one of those.
An hour later.
No, I don't think we'd even been there for an hour. I think it was maybe 20 minutes. And then it all kicked in, and I'm like, holy fuck, am I drunk? And the cops turned up. And so I sculled the drink that I had as I step out on the footpath.
Sort of end up being like McLovin. Remember, you know, the movie?
Just tossed the bottle back into the garden. Don't know whose house it was. It was just a party that we were at.
Killed the dog.
Stuffed the cat.
Woke the baby.
Caught the goldfish. Kicked the baby. Sent it to hell. I was standing there, and you know when you're really drunk and you try and stand still and you can't help but sway that little bit? Well, I'm standing there and I'm swaying like a twig in a breeze. Ooh. When this big copper just looked at me. He said, "Don't you go anywhere, buddy. You're next," because they're standing there giving out tickets. So I'm standing there, hands behind my back. Oh, why? What's wrong? I haven't done anything wrong. Drunk in public, mate. And then he turned his back to me. So I'm standing there and I'm like, fuck. I need to get away from this prick. And then a few more people burst out and there's some yelling and carrying on. And this big cop is still standing next to me. And I'm like, uh-oh, I don't feel too good.
Oh, no. Out it comes. On his shoes.
On his shoes.
No way.
And he didn't even notice. And I'm standing there for a couple of seconds and I'm looking at his shoes and I'm looking at him and I'm waiting for him to notice. And holy, he still hadn't looked at me. So I took off down the road.
Well, he's like a metre away or something.
Not even that. He's probably about a foot and a half away from me because he was standing right next to me, like slightly in front of me.
Wow.
And then I see my mates walking down. They'd walked out. They were all right. And I'm like, fuck this. So I tailed it down, and as I get down to the corner and they're getting a taxi, I decide I'm just going to pilot the taxi too. I'm not being stuck with this bastard. As I get in and I look up, I see him
chasing
looking
him.
Down at his feet, oh. Swearing his head off. Sorry, officer, but I reckon the two drunkest times I've been was a glass probably about the size of a 600ml Coke bottle.
Fairly decent though.
Fairly decent sized glass. Half. Some, or sort of in between half and three quarter full of just gin.
Oh, fuck that.
Now, I'd never had gin before.
You have issues.
And the rest of it was made up with a bit of orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was saying to this guy and this chick, oh, I've got some story about this chick too. I said that I'd never had gin before, and he goes, "How much of that do you reckon you can take then?" I said, "Oh, I reckon I can probably hammer most of that." And he's like, Are you for real? This is gin. And I'm like, eh? Never having gin before, so I start sculling. And I get probably three quarters of the way through this, and I'm oh, Jesus, this tastes like shit. That's when I finally take a breath, and I'm like, this tastes like shit. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, I gotta sit down. I have to sit down. And next thing you know, they're trying to help me up off the ground. I don't remember sitting down. I could not use my legs.
Really?
I got to the point of that traditional legless. I was absolutely legsless. I couldn't even roll around. They're just helping. This girl and this bloke are trying to pick me up. It was out the front of my place.
It wasn't happening.
And sort of half in the driveway, half on the footpath. They had to carry me to bed. I was lucky because my little girl was still a baby at the time, but she was being looked after by my mother for the night. I was having a night off. And sort of let a bit loose. And
As you do.
They had so they had to drag me. At this time, at this time, I'm probably about 80 kilo. And the,
up the stairs.
No, there was no stairs. It was just one story, but trying to obstacle their way through couches and cupboards and stuff, and they had to get me in the bed and had to strip me off because apparently I told them I might throw up. Can they get me naked?
You might. And did you?
I don't think. No. So I remember waking up the next morning like I'd just been fucked by an elephant and then run over by the steamroller and then dunked in a fucking ice cold bath. I was not a well boy. I remember rolling over looking at, there was a bucket on the ground.
Empty.
No spew. So I was like, that's my... See, that's why you feel shit if you don't spew. If you ever throw up earlier in the night while you're drinking, keep drinking, you're fine the next morning. That's what I
find. I don't know how people keep doing it. You know what I mean? Mm. Like weekend, every weekend.
I don't like the feeling anymore.
No, it's not that.
Because I never used to get hangovers.
I drink enough to get a hangover.
Now, if I drink enough to get shit-faced, I get up next morning and I'm... We're not friends. We are not friends. Just stay the fuck away from me. I'm not married. As far as I'm concerned, we're divorced at that point.
Yeah, I don't know anyone.
Go away. But I think the drunkest I ever was, I was 16. And I never used to drink back then at all as a kid. Because I was solely focused on becoming a professional AFL player.
Hmm.
But for fuck it.
I have a drink.
Oh, was I 70? Might have been 70. It was a guy I used to go to school with. We weren't really that close as friends. We'd see each other, say g'day, that was about it. But then I think he dropped out of school and joined up at our football club where I was playing AFL. And from then on, we became besties. Like every weekend, it was, you know, getting lifts with each other to the football.
Yeah.
You know, turn up to training with each other to the football. And so he decided after this year of football that he was quitting school, again, because he came back to school, but he was quitting school and he was quitting football, he was joining the Navy.
Okay.
So his mum and dad decided to put on a big pisser.
Mm.
A lot of booze for a farewell, even though we were only 16 or 17, whatever it was. The people from the football club turned up, and for someone that didn't really drink, I went really hard to a point where apparently I was starting to strip off walking up the back stairs.
Everyone.
Yeah, this over the course of probably about 2 hours.
You like stripping off?
But yeah, I started, you know, this is what I'm told, I don't remember it. I do remember walking up back stairs and nearly falling over, partly because I was drunk, but I just actually just mistimed my step on the stairs, so everyone thought I was already shit-faced then, which, credit to them, I was.
Hmm.
But I remember going up to the toilet to have a pee. Next thing I know, I'm naked, and I'm in a shower. And it was my mate, he was not in the shower with me, but he was in the bathroom with his mum, and his cousin, who I had a thing for at the time, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I didn't realise. This is all just story, what I was told.
You can't remember
it. I don't remember. I sort of remember a shower, but I don't remember everyone seeing me naked in the shower.
Or anyone being there.
But what impressed... The girl that I had a crush on, too, her mum was also in the bathroom with us, trying to give my mate and his mum a hand to get me in the shower, get me undressed. They rather liked my derriere, by all accounts. Apparently had one of the nicest butts they'd ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Maddie Nice Butts.
Wow.
Turn
on all the mums.
But, apparently, when I'm standing there, quite proud of my naked self in front of them, apparently.
Yeah.
Front and back. I was apparently quite proud. My mate's cousin still was standing next to the shower to prop me up so I didn't fall over.
Yeah.
And apparently I pulled her into the shower with me while I'm naked. and I kept hugging her.
Really? Which,
all credit to them. Like, she found it quite funny. And she found it even more funnier than when I proposed to her.
Then and there.
Then and there. And then later, because they set out mattresses so people didn't have to leave, they set them out in the landing room. And she, apparently I wouldn't settle down, so she had to lay on the mattress with me so I could snuggle. They wanted me to go to sleep, but I wouldn't until she laid down. And I was proposing to her. I wasn't doing anything sexual to her.
Yeah.
I was just cuddling in and trying to have a laugh.
Until she said yes.
And I asked her to marry me again. And, but when I got up the next morning...
She'd gone.
No, everyone was still there. Well, 90% of the people were still there. I had no idea how I'd gotten these clothes. I had my mate Adam, had his clothes on. And I'm like... I got up and I remember, where the fuck are my clothes? And Adam's eventually got up, because I got up and I'm having a coffee, having it with this girl that I'd been proposing to. She let me in on all sort of details, and I felt like a bit of a monster because I kept giving... She confirmed, don't worry people, I wasn't rapey. I wasn't rapey, I was actually quite funny. And she thought it was quite cute. Even though she rejected me.
That's what I'm wondering.
She turned me down.
That's slack.
I know. But my mate Adam got up, and he was giving me other details I didn't know. I can't even remember them to this day. But I was quite embarrassed. Wasn't hungover. I was perfectly fine. Just no memory of anything.
Disappointed you didn't get married.
Disappointed that she turned me down.
Yeah.
And said Adam, like, oh man, I'll grab my clothes. And I'll bring yours back later. He goes, oh, yeah, you're probably going to want to throw your clothes out.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, they're not worth washing. Took me downstairs under their house, and there were my pants, my underwear, my shirt, my socks, my shoes.
Everything.
Everything covered in vomit. Apparently, when I'd gone to go up to the toilet to have a pee, I just started vomiting. I didn't even pee.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, actually, that's not...
that
is not the worst I've ever been drunk.
And after that, you've done it again. See, I can't handle that. Fucking hell.
It was my wife's Christmas party last year. I thought, well, the year before, she got pretty drunk. Fair enough, her work Christmas party.
Yeah, it's my turn.
But, no, I didn't even think of it like that. I thought, you know what? I'll actually get in and drink and interact with people. I need to start being more social with people instead of being closed off and
against people.
And so I got into it. Right into it. Pints of this, pints of that. And then it got to near the end of the night, my missus boss, he loved it. Because he's like, yeah, Maddie's up for anything. He's up for a party. He went and checked how much was left on the bar tab. And there was still a fair crack. And so he just asked them, what's the quickest way to knock that bar tab off? And they said, shots.
Oh no.
So.
That's death.
In my head, I pictured myself as Bert Kreischer. I just went, fuck it, I'm the machine! And I thought, I'm going to start hammering. I'm going to be the life of the party. Everyone's quiet down. A few people a little bit cranky with other people. I went, I'm going to lighten the mood. Let's get this going. So everyone goes up to the bar and he gets everyone shots. Well,
you took them all.
One of the guy, no, I had my shot. My wife had her shot. Her boss had his shot. His missus was there. Another guy she worked with, his wife was there. We were all having these shots. But two of these women end up with, three shots. I threw all mine down. My wife gave me her second one.
What were they?
Oh, I can't remember. Whatever it was the most expensive shot they had. Because that's what he wanted to knock it off. Then I throw down my second one. My wife's boss's partner. She looks at me and went, uh-uh, handed me hers. And I'm like...
Here's your third one.
I look at her and I'm like, oh, okay. And then the other woman, she looks at me and she's like, please.
Easy for
and I'm like, fuck it, I'm the machine!
Down goes your four.
I had that, and then I probably have another two or three shots after that. And so I sit down, and then the cool air hits me, because it was a indoor-outdoor sort of bar at South Bank.
Okay.
And the cool air hits me. Like, the fresh air hits me, and I'm like, oh, I am drunk. I am really fucking drunk. So, go to stand up to leave. And we turn up in an Uber with the receptionist and her husband. And so we thought, well, we'll just get another Uber and do the same thing, you know, get with them, get them home. Anyway, as we're walking towards the taxi area where we were going to get this Uber, in the end, I think it wasn't a taxi, I don't remember. The receptionist husband goes, still a little bit thirsty. What do you reckon we have one more?
Oh, no. You're like, right.
I'm like, fuck it. I'm the machine. I just went, yeah, why not? Still a little bit thirsty. So we go to this bar. The two girls, my wife and the reception. I can't remember what they did, where they went. But it was the receptionist's husband and I. We went to the bar. And he's like, oh, what do you want? I said, oh, no, I'll be fine. Don't worry. He goes, no, don't be silly. So I'm like, oh, I'll have a pint of rum and coke. Rum and coke it is. And he gets his and he gets the girl's drink. And I'm sitting there and I'm sipping it slowly because I'm like,
yeah, you're not feeling
good. I'm so drunk. I'm starting to feel so sick. I start sweating. And I'm like, I'm about to piss my pants. I'm sitting there because my bladder was hurting.
Yeah.
So I get up. I walk down to where the toilets were.
Stumbled out.
And I'm sort of like, oh, so I go into a stall, close the door behind me. Close the door behind me, and I'm like, and all of a sudden this bang, bang, bang. Hurry up, mate.
Like, he wants to go too.
Like, fucking, like, settle down, mate. You've just got in here. And I start throwing up.
Oh,
and I mean throwing up.
Violent.
There's a typhoon of alcohol and bile coming up. And all of a sudden, I'm sort of standing there, hand on the wall, leaning over the bowl, and I'm like, God damn it. Fuck, I haven't been this drunk for a long time. And all of a sudden, there's another bang, bang, bang. Maddie, come on, mate, you all right? Yeah.
No.
He's like, well, come on, mate, people are waiting, we got to get going. Oh. Okay. So, you know, flush it, have another quick pee. Flush, walk out. And I cannot walk straight for the life. Mm. You know, I'm seeing double of everything. And that's when the wife proceeds to tell me, I'd been passed out in there for an hour.
Holy shit, they were in for you.
Yeah. Wow. And the banging was actually the receptionist's husband thinking it's hilarious coming in to check on me to hurry me up. And I passed out for an hour.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's drunk I was.
That's too much. I couldn't do that.
We leave. we get a taxi or whatever it was. And we leave. We drop the receptionist's husband. And I was asleep the whole trip in the taxi. Mm. I woke up thinking it was our place. I open up the door to get out too, and my wife's like,
No,
we're here. And I said, no, I'm going to be sick. I threw up all over the fucking gutter at the front of their place.
Oh, yikes.
Partly in the plant that's out the front of the house.
It's growing quite noise, actually.
Oh, I got home, as you do every now and then when you're feeling drunk, you get a little bit grabby, a little bit horny. And I thought, I'm going to put the moves on the missus. I'm going to get somewhere. So we get home, I walk into the spare bedroom, start taking off the clothes, and then I wake up the next morning.
You don't know what the hell happened.
Apparently I just
passed down.
The missus went, she was going to bed, and she said goodnight to me, and I went, okay, and then just fell over onto the bed. Yeah, passed out.
Good night. Gone. That was.
Yep. I thought it was a fantastic fucking night. But we'll have some more when we're back. You can Google and find out what an enema is.
E-N-E-M-A.
And welcome back to those who are still listening to the podcast. Ron is now just discovering what an enema is.
Hang on.
It was while off air, we were just talking about how,
A coffee, anyway.
Old Bear Grylls on Man vs. Wild once gave himself a saltwater enema. Also, he did it while he was surrounded by a couple of tiger sharks, too, in the water.
Why would you want to do it? I don't understand. Hang on, wait.
Just to clean out your bowels.
Why would Bear Grylls go through
again? Well, he did it because on this episode, he was copying what happened to a family that it was a very similar situation to Tom Hanks in Castaway, I think the movie's called, where something happens, they end up getting stuck on an island, and they make their own raft.
Really?
And the husband and the kids were getting really crooked. So the wife, I think she was a trained nurse or something like that, gave her husband and kids an enema to help them survive. And so Bear Grylls went, well, if they did it, I'm going to do it to myself as well. So he gave himself an enema. He had a bit of hose. He used a bit of the devil's lube, a bit of the old bit of the spit to lube it up a bit. He gave himself a saltwater enema while in the ocean. And as he was doing it, just before him, he was surrounded by tiger sharks. They were bumping the raft.
Really?
Yeah. So people that fucking say Bear Grylls was a fraud, you're fucking dickheads. He stayed in a hotel once. Look up the story of what really happened, people. This man is a legit fucking badass. Like, the shit that he does and has done.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
He's not around anymore. Like, he doesn't have a show anymore.
He's got a show, but it's not that good now. He's actually got one on Netflix. It's a choose your own adventure one.
Yeah, right.
You can either kill him or he survives.
That's pretty cool.
Hmm.
Did you watch it?
I've had a go.
Did you kill him?
I died.
You died?
Yeah. You control him. You control.
Yeah, so did he die? Yes.
Actually, no. He didn't die, but something that we needed got lost and couldn't be retrieved. Because I took a risk. And you know,
it didn't pay off.
You gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
Risk it for a biscuit? Didn't pay off?
Have you done a brisket in the smoker?
No, I haven't done one yet.
If I ever get a smoker, that's what I'm getting. I wanna do one. I was just seeing Bert's on his Instagram story the other day.
I normally do ribeyes on the bone.
I think I know what I want for Christmas though.
What do you want?
A bread maker.
Yeah, they're good. I got one.
My granddad used to have one.
Yeah.
He used to make them. But I reckon a good idea for in making your own bread. When I was talking to the desire about it this morning, what I'd like to do is make a bread maker. So you make all your dough and stuff, and as you're mixing it all together, also have some diced bacon. Cook to the point where it's almost crispy. So add that to your mixture. Add a bit of garlic salt. Add a bit of cheese. Bake that up.
This is bread we're talking about.
Mm. Yeah. But how do you think they make raisin toast?
Yeah. I do sun-dried tomato and parmesan cheese. It's really good.
Apparently, sun-dried tomato. Too much consumption. The consumption of too much sun-dried tomato can lead to hepatitis C.
Really?
I'm sure that's what I've heard.
Wow.
Hang on.
I read that one.
Let me look it up. I'm pretty sure. I have confidence in this fact.
The Hep C.
Yeah. Or one of the hepatitises, but I'm pretty sure it was C.
Yeah.
Can sun-dried tomato. Learn to spell. What a retard. Can sun-dried tomatoes lead to hepatitis? Hepatitis. Yeah. Here we go. I got the wrong one, Dave.
Which
hair pill? UK health experts believe sun-dried tomatoes could be the cause of an outbreak of hepatitis A. But mind you, this is 7 years ago.
Caused an outbreak?
Yeah. UK health experts believe... Now, again, this is March 7th, 2012. But UK health experts believe sun-dried tomatoes could be the cause of a recent outbreak of hepatitis A. Hepatitis A virus is carried by human feces and can be passed on through contact with food or water. Severe cases can lead to liver failure. All of the 7 people infected have since made a recovery.
Sure.
So maybe that's what I read. Well, what I heard on the radio.
Yeah, right.
That's probably what I heard. So maybe I was...
It doesn't give you.
Maybe I was wrong. but maybe I was right. Because who knows?
That's pretty fucked up, eh?
Someone's shitting on your sun-dried tomato. That's a bit...
No thanks.
That's a bit fucking rude. Imagine you waking up in the middle of the night and there's your neighbour.
Taking a shit.
Pants around the ankles. Taking a shit on your tomato plants.
No thanks.
You motherfuckers. That's a bit rude.
Hmm. Although, and they need to be fertilised. I really want some...
How would you handle that? If you woke up, you went to the toilet... And you stand there, you're having a piss, and you look out the window, and there's your neighbour taking a shit in your backyard. What's your reaction? You reckon?
I'll probably yell out, "Oi!" because I'm sort of like, "Oi!" You know what I mean? Then run to the laundry or wherever the closest exit is, turn the light on. What the fuck are you doing, you gross cunt? Something like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is the situation. I'm your neighbour. I'm the one that's shitting you out.
Okay, yeah, we'll change.
So you've just gone, "Oi, what are you doing?" I look at you.
No way, that wouldn't
no,
be
no, no,
the
no,
difference.
No, 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 no,
I say, "Fucking Matt, not again."
No. I was going to say, so you've been watching me every night this week and you haven't said a thing.
Well,
are you getting off watching me shit in your backyard?
I'm with cameras every corner of my house. You can't get away with it. I'm seeing it.
Who says I'm trying to get away with it, though? I might want to be seen.
You will be seen.
And you just go, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'll be like, "I'm taking your shit."
And use your leaves to wipe your ass.
No, I'd just do the dog. I'd scoop the freckle across the ground.
Not my grass.
I'd try and spell my name in your front lawn grass. Scoop my ass along.
Man, that is fun.
Could be worse. I get the Pokemon pose going in your front lawn. Girl, no. Squirtles.
Squirtles. That is fuck. Seriously, if I got a dog, like, say, she walked your dogs all the time, right? And if I find a dog shit, I'm going on that camera to find who the fuck it was. I'm going to track him down. Pick your fucking dog shit up.
And you're the toughest man on earth, and then you find out it's like a 7'2" black guy that's a biker and a bodybuilder and they're fucking pit bulls that he has.
Excuse me, mate, can you stop putting your shit on the grass? What are you going to do about it? Oh, nothing.
Hey, alright. So he gets the dog to shit in the bag, then he goes and smears it on your door or on your car.
That's where shit gets real.
That's when you start wording your sentences a little bit stronger. "Excuse me, sir."
"Who do you think you are?"
"I'm Curtis from down the road. I'm going to fuck your mouth."
Oh, man, imagine that. Fucking hell.
I don't know what I'd do if I saw someone letting their dog shit on my lawn.
I hate it.
Look, all right.
You walk dogs all the time.
I'm going to make...
They obviously take shit.
I'm going to make a confession.
Yeah, you don't pick it up, do you?
I don't, but...
You fucking say cunt.
But my dogs don't shit on footpaths. They don't shit on people's property.
Where do they shit?
Because where we go, there's a little bit of bushland. So I let the lead out and they go well off the path. They always go into bush. Because they pick up a scent and they follow that into the bushes where no one walks.
That's where they go in there.
So they go in there. So,
all the time?
All the time. They piss on people's properties. But what's a bit of dog piss? Like, I don't give a shit if someone lets their dog piss on
Monster. Stan McGrath kills McGrath.
Well, just get fucking fertiliser from your mate. Just scoop it up.
Yeah.
He's got fucking plenty of it to spare. Yeah, oh, no, he doesn't, because he uses
it all.
But no, I... But when I actually used to take the bag around with me, I would pick up the dog shit if they shit. It's like literally, you know that big gap between the footpath and the road?
Yeah.
If they shit on there, I'll pick
you
it up.
You leave it? Okay.
No, I pick that up. Because people walk along there, their kids go along there. Mm. I don't want, you know, I wouldn't want my fucking kids trolling through someone else's dog shit on there like that.
No.
But if it's, say we're heading down towards the Gold Coast, if it's on the right-hand side of the path where we walk, where it's all, literally there's like a gap like that before all the bushy stuff starts, and then you got the complete bush. If they go in there, forget it, I'm not touching it. And sometimes I pay for it too. I'll walk down the road and I'll get the tailwind come up from behind me. I'll be like, oh, fuck. Some of their shits are so bad.
They got the squirtles.
One of them's had the squirtles. First time this week, this morning. He's had,
really?
He's had Pikachu poo. It's solid. He didn't have the squirtles.
Oh,
what about you and your cat?
Does it, don't even start, holy fuck.
Does it live indoors?
No, I hate indoors. Every night I chuck it outside. I don't want indoors. Just scratch the furniture and shit.
You know you're actually breaking the law?
I don't give a fuck. I'd rather my furniture be nice.
You'd rather your furniture be nice and cop the fucking several thousand dollar fine.
And, that,
and that's just one fine. Then you get the fine for endangering wildlife.
It doesn't roam. It's, I've got a patio, right? As most people do. And it sits on the couch.
As most millionaires do.
And it sits on, not the couch, but it sits on one of the chairs there. It's like padded. It sits on there. You always find it there. As soon as I have to throw it in. It's too old to roam around there. But it shits in my garden beds. A freshly built garden.
Oh, don't even get me started.
And the bark is going everywhere.
Our next door neighbour.
I want to kill it.
The Russian mafia guy.
Yeah.
They've got a big, fluffy, fucking grey thing.
Okay.
Yep, you can be sitting there. Out the back, having a smoke, coffee. Or just, you know, me and you could be sitting out the back having just a fucking bit of a laugh. And the dogs will be sitting there sound asleep. And all of a sudden, you'll see two of them. Two of the dogs, their ears will just pop, prick up while their eyes are closed, and they get up and run straight to the front door.
That's your dog.
Or into, yeah, or into the main bedroom, up at the window, because the cat's in the garden.
Your garden?
Yeah. So how the fuck do you hear that?
I don't even know.
You go out there, you can see the cat's walked off, you can see it's been in there, been doing its little fucking...
Yeah, it digs around the rock.
Scooting around and shit in the fucking garden. I have one day let the dogs out at it.
You did? It still do it?
It still does it. We're rarely there when it's doing it now. We'll come home from somewhere. Like last night, we came home, and the cat was actually sitting there watching us from the next door neighbour's front yard. So you sneaky little fucking crab bait.
How do you stop it though? Trust me now. I've read that you put MD bottles of water.
MDMA. Put MDMA in bottles. Yep, that'll give it a good time before it dies.
Empty bottles of water. No, sorry, no, you put filling water. Like clear ones?
I was told that. I was told that to dogs.
Doesn't do anything.
No.
I've tried.
No. Dog's gonna sniff at me like, this is new, I'm gonna piss on it.
No, you can, I'm talking about. I don't have an issue with dogs.
No, I always knew that was done for dogs.
Is it?
But I could never understand because I always used to see the dog. You know what you don't see anymore?
Rabbits.
White dog shit. Remember back in the day you'd see dog shit and it was hard and white and...
That's because people pick it up.
But is it though? Exactly. Oh shit.
So what's that? What are you getting at?
I don't know.
You don't have a conspiracy? Why?
Oh, we can go into conspiracies.
Global warming?
It's not real.
Do you think it is?
No. Not real.
No, I don't believe it either.
Of course I fucking believe in it. If Leonardo DiCaprio is willing to spend millions of dollars on his foundation,
I don't believe
global warming's around.
I don't think so.
That's because you're a fucking millionaire. He uses all your fucking town's water. And
first and best beer.
You're smoking. You're smoking those big fat joints using $100 bills as the fucking papers.
I don't condone smoking joints.
You just condone yourself smoking all the good stuff.
No.
And I'm not talking about pole. I know you don't smoke pole.
Pole? What the fuck's pole?
P-O-L-E.
Yeah, what is it?
Google Urban Dictionary and look up smoking pole.
Oh, here we go.
I think we're going to dedicate a week of this podcast into educating you.
Urban Dictionary.
Or even just Google, what is smoking pole?
Type any word.
Put smoking pole. See what it says.
P-O-L-E. Fuck me, dude.
What's it say?
That's why I don't know. There's like...
What's Urban Dictionary say smoking pole is?
That bitch loves smoking
pole. That bitch.
That bitch loves smoking pole.
That bitch loves smoking
pole. Engaging in relatio.
We've lost him. He has gone so red in the face.
This is why I don't know it. Because I don't need to know. This is like, fuck that word. Useless.
Do you understand what it is?
Yes, I understand what it is.
What is it?
Blowjob.
Sucking that dick. Smoke. Yeah, she loves to smoke that pole. Smoke that pole, bitch.
What's that got to do with $100 bills and marijuana? I said I don't condone smoking.
Unless you like to smoke all the good shit.
Oh, is it smoke pole?
Oh, except for pole.
Oh, okay.
You don't smoke pole.
I don't smoke full stop.
I wonder if you just play them dumb sometimes.
I literally don't know that.
I mean, what have we spoken about? Bestiality?
That's another thing. You don't need to know about it. There should be no such thing.
There should be. I 100%. I wholeheartedly agree. But
some fuckhead done it.
But
made it up.
There is some part of human nature for some reason that some people want to see someone fucked by an animal. I don't get it.
That's fucked up. Issues, big issues. Absolutely.
But I'm just saying, if I was in Mexico and there's a woman and a donkey.
No.
I'm going to be curious to watch that show.
Really?
Whether I actually watch that show? I don't know.
You actually would be curious.
But I can see, because I've heard stories.
See, one of your mates says, oh man, there's this video going around that's trending and this.
Alright, Ron comes to me with a video.
No,
trending.
It wouldn't be me, I guarantee you. And this, I don't know, donkey or whatever, horse, fucking any animal with a dick. So this video's gone viral, should have a look at it. Would you be curious?
I'd be like, I wonder what that looks like.
Really?
But it doesn't mean I'm actually going to watch it, because I'd be like, say it is you pull out the video. And you go, oh, look. I'd be like, oh.
No, you wouldn't. No, I don't think you would.
And then I'd probably look at the wrong time.
You'd watch it
and be like, oh, shit. Oh, shit, son. She's taking like 8 feet of that horse dick.
I reckon you'd watch it once.
I actually have heard off a podcast I was listening to yesterday that, I can't remember what podcast it was, but there was apparently a bestiality film getting around a few years ago, like when LimeWire was still around.
Fuck, man.
When LimeWire was still popular.
Jeez, that was like 2 years old.
But apparently it was a gay guy, a homosexual fella.
See, if someone said that, I wouldn't want to watch that shit. I'd be like, oh man, you're the fuck.
And apparently, not straight away, but he let a horse fuck him. And it fucked him so hard, he ended up dying from internal injuries.
That's what happened, you see? Natural selection. Get rid of him.
I thought you didn't agree with natural selection.
I agree with that, that's good.
Is it because he's gay or because he fucked a horse?
He fucked a horse.
Oh,
this, brother.
God, I feel sorry for the gay Jewish black
that's
people.
How fucking stupid is that? Oh, I'm gonna let this horse fuck me. Oh yeah, that's a real good idea. Let's all join in.
See, that's what I'm like. I've never looked at a female animal and just gone.
Exactly. What retard would do that?
That animal looks sexy. I might fuck it. Who does that? Like the first guy to ever taste milk.
That's that'd be a bit weird.
He saw them big titties and tatas, and he was meant. I bet you it was literally a case where he did the old look over the left shoulder, look over the right shoulder. I wonder what happens if I have a nibble on one of these. It'd be like taking a shot from a porn star, from a male porn star, I reckon. When that milk first came out, he would have been.
Oh man, I don't want to hear it. That's fine. Is the bell going yet?
It's not school. Bell time.
Yeah, it sounds like a bomb's gonna drop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck off with your song.
That's what it sounds like. There's a freaking warplane over here and they drop bombs. And this city lets off for an alarm.
Monday off this week.
Yeah.
Well, this upcoming next week, I should say.
Yeah.
The price of that.
Is that right? No price.
Well, the sign goes. Might as well just.
There you go.
Hey, buddy. Oh, what do you got for me?
Nothing for you, brother. Too good for you.
What do you got for you that I can have a picture of?
Get a secret hearing.
Oh, you.
Mate. I'll go for him, mate.
Jeez.
I'll put them back.
We'll throw it down for him, mate.
Fuck you, fuck.
Oh, he's gonna assault me. Oh. Anyway, well, we might call it a day.
Yeah, it's about to go anyway. So,
alright, say bye, Ron.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Hopefully you enjoyed, had a bit of a laugh, bring back some memories for yourselves. Remember to give us a like on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. You can listen to us through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify and Anchor FM and wherever else you get your podcasts. Remember, through Anchor, you can leave us a voice message. Leave us a voice message, we'll go through them, and we'll play them on the show. Get yourself involved with the show. So, once again, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed. We out. Children will be This episode was brought to you by Anchor FM and the fantastic Mr. Matt.